you get home and I'm like, are you okay? And you're like, yeah, I'm fine.
No, I'm not okay.
No.
I'm not okay.
Every guy knows when she says, yeah, I'm fine. She's not fine.
She's not fine.
Yep, let's go home.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to Wild Till 9. I can't tell if this is good news or bad news, but it's just Jeremy and I today.
Kinda.
You know what I haven't been able to say in so long though? It's hey guys, it's Lauren and boyfriend Jeremy.
Right.
It's been so long.
Because
it's been so long. We had 4 weeks in a row of hot fire guests. Yeah.
Kelsey.
Manny.
Harry. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Harry. And then Zane and Heath.
And that's it. Nobody else wanted to come.
So I can't tell if this is like a letdown for people that's just back to us or if it's like a nice refreshing, just like.
What are we going to do when no one watches this episode?
Oh, like my ego will be so destroyed. Yeah. So even if this is like not exciting for you that it's just us, just say, just lie.
If you could just leave the video on.
Yeah.
Just for the rest of, you know, at least for half of it.
For our egos. Yeah. Please. If you could do that for us.
It's fragile. But we have a studio audience today.
We do have a studio audience.
We brought in a laugh track.
In
real people form.
Yes.
Can we get like a laugh of an audio or something? Steven. We need a laugh. There we go.
Oh, there it is. There's our laugh track. That was so nice.
We obviously got a budget laugh track. A little bit delayed. That's okay. A month ago was the first time we stopped losing money in this podcast.
Right.
And now this week we have fooled someone into thinking that they should come and shoot a commercial with us and do some cool things.
Right.
Yeah. That was a mistake on their part. Obviously.
What I will say though, is that you sold them on the idea, the fact that I have not touched a lens cap in 9 years. And that also.
What do you mean idea?
No, that's what I said. I changed that to fact.
Right,
that's a fact.
Right.
Yeah, that I haven't. You know, who needs a lens cap?
Well, when you're talking to technology companies and they ask, you know, the most interesting thing, and I, as a salesperson, give them my ideal version of tech because I've looked at the specs and all of these nerdy things that people that care about, and they go, oh, cool.
Yeah, they didn't give a fuck about you.
And then they said, what about you? And you were like, yeah, I just like, you know, if it gets spilled on, if my dog eats it.
Moose and I share the hard drive, chew toy, and also sometimes works as a hard drive.
Can I just rip the cord out and it'll still work?
Do I eject it?
And they said, 55. Wow, that's a great story. We should talk about that.
So you're welcome. You're welcome, babe. I sold the commercial. It's the allure of the.
This partnership is most to do with, well, you.
That's so nice.
I know. But that's why we have a laugh track today because if you see a butt cheek in the middle of the lens, you just ignore that or give it some time of day, either one.
Yeah, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, I hope that actually we use the wide and we just see someone stepping in front of it several times.
Yeah,
to really feel the humble vibes.
Welcome back. It's been a literal month since we've recorded.
Holy shit, you're right.
Yeah, I know, a month, four episodes. That's a whole ass month.
And I feel like, before I say it, guests. What have you learned?
Oh my God, literally so much. So if you haven't watched all of the episodes with the guests, please go back and watch them. I think-
This is so weird because only one's out.
No.
Two's out.
Two and three as of like tomorrow.
I know, but like we're talking about the four guests and
we've only seen three. Well, we've watched the third one.
Right.
But anyways, the feedback has been overwhelmingly positive. And especially with the Harry episode, everyone was like, this is the collaboration I did not know that I needed or wanted. Cause it kind of came at a left field. But it's been, and I think with the guests, what we were so adamant on is that we don't want to interview people.
Right.
Like people, I don't know, like I'm just not into it. I've guested it on so many podcasts where it's just an interview versus a conversation. Yeah. And so we make such an effort to make sure that it's like, fun and that you're still learning things about us and we're discussing things. So it's not just like a one-sided interview because like-
Everyone listening's like, yeah, we know you didn't prepare. We get it. Yeah,
exactly. You have nothing to say. Cool. Got it. So anyways, highly recommend listening to the guest episodes. And then also like, let us know what kind of frequency you guys want with guests and also who you want to see.
They're like, you've asked us 1,000 times. We've already told you the same people.
And you still haven't gotten them.
Yeah. Well, also I really- I know it's a compliment when someone's like, you should have Dax Shepard on your podcast.
Literally, when people say that, I'm like, I'm flattered that you think that I have access to Dax
Shepard.
In
what fucking world are we getting Bill Gates in this podcast?
Yeah, like, you know who people always say they want me to collab with is like someone like Emma Chamberlain. And like do I know people who know her people? Like,
that
yes.
Seems actually a lot more realistic.
Maybe, but just like she's so cool and she feels very unattainable. And like, we've crossed paths a few times. One time at VidCon, she said she loved my videos and wow. I almost died. So yeah.
She said that she loved your videos.
Yeah, but this was in like 2018. So okay, it's been a hot minute since then.
Okay.
But like, when people say that, I'm like, oh, I'm so flattered that you think that like I'm on the same cool level as like Emma Chamberlain.
Right.
And it's the same thing with like Dax Shepard. They're like, oh, you should have Dax on. And I'm like, that's really nice that you think that that could happen.
Yeah, so coming next week, Oprah.
Right. Then after that, Obama. And then the week after that.
Obama's husband,
Barack.
That was me calling out Michelle as the guest. And then it would be Michelle's husband.
Got it. Yeah, Obama, yeah. Michelle, Obama. Mm-hmm. Got it.
It would be Barack. Huh. And I'm saying.
But we want actually Michelle. Yeah. We want Michelle. Right. Got it. Oh, rest in peace, Bo.
Oh, don't. Oh,
rest in peace.
That's too sad. To be fair, the amount of people that like had somehow found 5 minutes of their life with that dog and then post about it on Instagram. Like, I think I know three people that have met Bo. Obama's dog.
Right.
Yeah. And I didn't know that until, well, he died this week. Rest in peace.
So anyways, we had some really exciting guests. What did you learn?
What did I learn? I learned, well, it's the same shit you always know, that like people are, you have way more in common with people than you think you do.
Totally.
Every time.
Yep.
And also.
Also, for our video viewers, we didn't address the fact that I'm in complete blanket burrito mode right now. I just realized I'm sunburned because I went to a flea market all day, didn't wear any sunscreen because I didn't think I'd need to. I'm in, I just had a 20 minute couch nap. I'm blanket burritoed as fuck. Like I'm kind of a mess over on this side. So audio listeners, thank you so much for not viewing the video portion. It's actually probably nothing new. I probably look better right now on the video portion.
But like you do this thing where you're like half butt naked on the inside of the blanket.
Right.
But then the blanket on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So it's something for everybody.
Yeah.
And also you're good for like three different climates.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really only two.
Got to be prepared. You never know.
No, okay. Yeah. Well, then also I am wearing full garb and shoes because I broke my foot, not foot. I broke my toe not once, but twice, I believe.
You know what? I kind of feel like you had maybe a hairline fracture and then I think you actually broke it after that.
So I'm not going to show a picture of my toe right now.
Really? No one wants to see that. I promise.
But it's, you know how pigs in a blanket look?
Yeah.
And they just kind of get thick around
we
the
croissant.
We had
pigs in a blanket on Thursday night. Yeah.
That's my toe right now. It's not good.
I promise your toe does not look anywhere near as nice as the pigs in a blanket that we had on Thursday.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. It's a,
Jeremy won't even look at his toe.
I'm grossed out by it. Yeah. I don't want to look at it. But I feel like here's the tangent. You know how gross guys' feet are?
Yes.
And like, not that I think that I win the foot award by any means. Is how many fucking podcasts in a row are we gonna talk about feet? Anyway, I just feel like my foot stock went down a few pegs. Ooh, now that I've got this.
Your Wiki Feet score is about to go down. My Wiki Feet. You better not post a picture of like the injury or else it will go on Wiki Feet and your score will go down.
Yeah, you guys heard of Wiki Feet before? Steven, you heard of Wiki Feet? Yeah? Yeah, have you heard of WikiFeet?
All right, we got a story for you after we record. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. People are like, we don't.
I feel like we talk about WikiFeet way too much. Like the promo that we give WikiFeet is like, we need to be compensated at this point.
But to be fair, we keep giving it to for free. So why would they pay us?
Yeah, fuck, I hate that.
Shout out WikiFeet.
Shout out WikiFeet.
Can you subscribe on WikiFeet?
No, I don't think so. They give that to you free.
Wait, but how do I go back to the profile? Do I just have to go like type in WikiFeet / Lord DIY?
Yes.
What if I want like an RS? Like, what if I want an update when your score changes?
I think it changes just like on the daily when people upload new foot pics.
So you're just supposed to go back and find it?
Yeah.
Wow. There should be a login.
Okay. Well, maybe
there
can make some
a login.
I don't think there is.
How would you review if there's no login?
Maybe they just let anyone. Maybe it's like, well, Wikipedia. Can't you just anyone do that?
Yeah, but Wikipedia isn't as secure as WikiFeet.
How do you know?
I'm kidding. I'm sure it's the same thing.
Oh yeah.
But I think you do log into WikiFeet or something.
Okay.
Or
anyways, we digress.
I think this wasn't what we're going to talk about this entire podcast.
No, we're talking about your broken toe.
My broken toe. Yeah. So that's, pardon my shoe garb today.
Right. But also this leads into a good point is that Jeremy just quit his old job and started a new job, which also conveniently lands him in a place where we're not entirely sure where his health insurance falls currently.
Mm.
Like for someone who has zero health problems and
went
to the doctor zero times in the last 2 years for anything.
20 years.
Really? You went to the doctor? You go to the physical?
I go to the physical, but like that's, the reason I only go to the doctor because they tell me to come back a year later, if nothing's wrong.
Right.
That's the only reason I've gone.
So and like, of course, the annual.
The same week that I don't have health insurance for the first time in forever.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I do. It would just be a pain to like get to it.
Right. Do you think you could pass as Lauren Riamacchi?
Break my fucking toe.
Go under
your insurance?
Yeah.
No, I'm good on that insurance.
Cheaper than no insurance?
What do you mean no insurance?
Cheaper than no insurance.
Cheaper than, oh.
Under my insurance, my shitty insurance.
So I'm going to show up and say, hi, my name's Lauren Riemack. Yes. Can you fix my foot?
Yeah. Here's okay. My size 5 little half Asian foot. They're going to like. Will you take a look at it?
They'll find a file and they're like, so, sir, we have this on record already. It'll be fine.
Yeah, it'll be totally fine. It'll be totally fine.
But yeah, I did get a new job. How do you want to describe my new job?
Oh my God. I didn't know what my mom did as a job for like 20 years. It was all very confusing. Okay, So Jeremy, I barely even knew what you did at your old job. Oh my God, here we go. Okay. Jeremy works for-
So far, so good.
Jeremy works for, can I say the name of the company?
Sure.
Yeah, well, because like it's on your LinkedIn and shit.
This is not
private information.
I really appreciate that you think my profession is that secretive.
So Jeremy works for crypto.com, which is obviously for cryptocurrency. And is that accurate?
Good. Yeah,
that's all accurate. And so he is, kind of selling NFTs, which are non-fungible tokens.
Yes.
Which are non-fungible tokens, which is essentially digital art that lives in the blockchain.
Okay.
So that's what an NFT is.
Okay.
I'm sure there are so many other resources where you can learn more about NFTs rather than this podcast.
No.
But
keep going. This is good.
There's a good basics, I feel like. This is a solid basics. So Jeremy is selling / connecting people who want their own NFT. So whether that be an athlete, a brand, a celebrity, musician, influencer, gamer.
A musician.
An
artist.
Like me.
A musical artist.
Yeah. You know, roast yourself rap.
Yeah.
May she rest in peace.
I'll bring that thing back.
No, it's okay. Jeremy's job is to connect. Jeremy's job is to sell them the NFT deal. So whatever like the upfront money is that they get and help them price it probably and not really sell the NFT. You kind of set them up to do the deal. You do the deal with them and then they kind of just sell it. Someone else does like the other part of that. And then he's also responsible for connecting them with the digital artist who will help bring the NFT to life digitally.
There's no lies there.
Okay.
Zero lies.
Okay. And how out of 10, where did I go? Where did I land?
10?
Yeah.
You kidding?
Fuck you.
I was waiting for you to be like, Jeremy.
And now I'm sweating. Now I don't need the blanket. That was so much stress. Yeah. Now I'm sweating.
Yeah. It goes from like blanket to half naked.
Right.
Yeah,
there's no in between.
Yeah.
No in between.
Yeah. So I'm just master of Dogecoin and that's it.
I love that for you. I actually bought more Doge. I bought more Doge to, ooh, we almost had a camera. We almost had a much more expensive camera than ours go down.
Yeah. We just saw, became a very expensive shoot.
Yeah. Oh yeah. For sure. That we are definitely not liable for.
Yeah, no, there's
just want to make that very clear.
Insurance on somebody else's part. Wow. That's all it took. They just swapped the battery with it. Like,
wow.
It reminds me of like when a plane is flying and the other plane comes while it's flying and refuels it real quick.
Never seen that before.
Really?
Yeah. Never seen it. So yeah, Jeremy is Dogecoin, master of Doge.
Master of Doge, yeah.
But you know what?
My boss is going, no.
No, you're not.
No.
No, we don't do anything with Doge.
Wait, I'm going to get a notice from corporate.
Then the other thing with NFT is that it can be sold and bought with either money or ETH.
Well,
right?
Money or ETH.
Cash.
Would we call that fiat currency?
Like a regulated money bank currency.
We'd call that fiat currencies.
Don't know what a fiat is. I'm only picturing the small little Italian car.
Is that a Fiat?
Yeah, Fiat.
Oh my, you're right.
The little tiny cars?
Wow.
That fit into all parking spaces?
Right. I wonder if it's better for them that everyone's now using that or is it, I wonder worse because now everyone uses it and they are not.
Well, I don't know what Fiat you're talking about.
Fiat, yeah.
Is that the bank money?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fiat in Latin means.
How do you spell that Fiat?
F-I-A-T.
Oh, so the same thing as the car.
Yeah.
Yikes, they need to rebrand.
Yeah, but like Fiat is like, I think in Latin it means let it be done. Long story short, yeah, so that you were 100% correct besides the whole cash thing, but yeah.
I was so good, I was at a 10 and I just went down a grade, didn't I? 9?
No, it was good, no, 10.
Okay.
10.
Okay.
We're under
well, okay.
10.
Well, it also is connected with ETH, which is Ethereum, which is what I stole from the podcast account. Remember when I wanted to buy Ethereum on Sunday at like midnight and I stole $10,000 from our account?
Wild Till 9's first purchase was?
Was $10,000 in Ethereum, which has more than doubled since I made that investment. Not giving any kind of investment advice, but I will say that was a good purchase.
Uh-huh. I will include a link at some where below with a sign up link that for sure puts money back in my referral pocket. Ooh. If you sign up for crypto.com.
Oh, okay.
For sure in there.
Okay. Mm. How do I get in on this?
Well, so I would be receiving money for it. So it's like, you know, a rising tide lifts all boats. No, not excited about that.
Got it. I did like that metaphor though. I've never heard that before.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it, I don't know if it's rising tide lifts all boats or lifts all ships.
Okay.
Studio audience, anyone? No?
Boat okay, got it. You're on your own. You're on your own,
and also,
pal.
What's funny is for us having a laugh track, and I'm sure that he'd be on top of it if we said something funny.
Right.
Well, I haven't heard any laughs yet.
Yeah, you're not hitting.
No.
You're not.
I'm not hitting.
You're not hitting with it.
I mean, I'm not hitting. We.
Well, I'm hilarious, so I don't know.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Only on Twitter, though.
Hot fire tweets.
Anyway, the point is, I feel like I've been in this, like, not like a transition period, but getting, like, the job that I was in before, how do I put this? I loved that job. I was not looking for a new job, but I got a call from an old colleague of mine, Joe Conyers. He was making this move, gave me a text in the middle of the day. Was like, would this be interesting to you? And
also, like, for everyone else listening, because I don't think many people can relate to this, imagine being so good at your job that people reach out to you and give you jobs. That happens to you all the time, more than anyone else that I know.
That only happens because I'm in a profession that you can't. There's no degree that makes you good at sales.
Yeah.
You can get all the fucking acronyms.
Well, you're literally disagreeing with everything I just said when you're so good at your job that people just offer you jobs left and right.
But they're only doing, like, people don't do that for doctors and this and that because it's like, I think there's such a short supply of people that, you know, are salesmen that actually wake up and do their job and don't just like,
I think you're wrong. I think there are probably doctors that are in high demand. Like when you think of like who the best surgeons are, who the best like plastic surgery doctors are.
Right.
You know, it's like when you get your nose all redone, like you want to go to the best person who's going to give you the best little Cindy Lou Who little nose. If that's what you want, a Cindy Lou Who nose. Uh-huh. You.
I think you have the world's best natural nose. I'm gonna throw that out there.
It's fine.
Comment below if. This is true. I feel like you have heard of me getting job offers in the middle of other job
just
offers.
Just accept
many times.
The compliment.
Thank you. Compliment. I took it.
You took it. Okay.
Anyway, the whole point is like I was not when you're not looking to get a new job.
Yeah.
And you have plans to sell things for the next 6 months at a current job, and then you have to go get a new job. Mm-hmm. There's just things that take time to transition out. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you saw me like mentally fall apart for 2 weeks as I was like trying to like exit one job and get into the next one. And
hi guys, just jumping in real quick to give a trigger warning for anyone with emetophobia or a fear of vomit. Jump over to 20 minutes to skip the vomiting section of this podcast. Okay, back to the pod. Do you want to tell people what happened?
I woke up at 3 or 4 in the morning and vomited all over myself.
It was six.
Mm-hmm. I was so stressed out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bummer.
Yeah. So if anyone has watched any of my content for longer than 4 months, they know that vomiting is my number one fear in the entire world. It's what my anxiety is circled around. And Jeremy just projectile vomited which I slept through. Cannot believe it. And also just to aid in, I think, hopefully bringing back this visual a little bit to a little more manageable. It was just water. It was just fully water.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was just fully water. And so I woke up and Jeremy was in the shower coughing, and you make a very distinct cough after you throw up.
I do?
Yeah. I know exactly what a post throw up Jeremy sounds like. I know exactly what
this
a post
is going to make for the commercial that these guys are shooting.
Yeah. And they're going to make sure to include this part.
Yeah.
Yeah. This gold. is the
we have the Midas touch for brands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Jeremy makes very specific movements and sounds when he's post throw up. And I think I'm just so hyper aware of it though. Right. Because it's like my biggest fear.
Yeah.
And so I could hear him being post throw up Jeremy in the shower. And so I was like, what's going on? But he was so stressed out. I was like, why are you taking a shower at like 5:45 a.m.?
Because I just vomited all over myself.
Right. But I didn't know that. Yeah. I didn't know that because it didn't look like vomit, didn't smell like vomit, you know? And so then
we should say vomit a couple more times.
I know. God damn. I'm so sorry. So I was like, oh my God, like, are you okay? Are you okay? And you said I spilled a bunch of water in the bed. And so I start cleaning it up. Like I have a towel on it and stuff. I had no idea. And And then so it was a stress induced projectile vomit all over our bed.
No, I said I puked all over myself.
What?
I said I puked.
Yeah.
You said I spilled water everywhere.
Oh no. To me, right. You told me that you spilled water.
No, I said I puked.
No, you didn't. You spilled
a
bunch of water.
I eventually told you I puked.
No, you eventually told me.
Like a minute later. Yeah. I think it was in my head. I was like, oh, how do I get this so that she didn't freak out about
it? No. It was, you didn't tell me that it was puke until I was tucking you into the guest bedroom. Because then you were like, I need you to clean the sheets. And that's when you told me that it was puke. And I already cleaned up all the...
I feel like we remember that a little bit differently. That's okay.
Well, who was in a better mindset, do you think? A little more sane? Had probably already logged 6 hours of sleep.
Yeah, we'll go back to tapes.
So anyways, Jeremy's in a much better state now mentally. Yeah. We also like just didn't see each other for a month because he was working basically two jobs.
Yeah.
Which was really fun.
Really fun.
So sex life is thriving, obviously.
Yeah, it's crazy. We've just been getting it so much lately.
It's crazy. Mm-hmm. The flame is red hot right now.
I got a DM the other day on LinkedIn for someone who was like, I don't know if I have, I don't, I think I know more about, how did she phrase? She said something along the lines of, I don't usually know as much about someone's sex life that I connect with on LinkedIn, but I feel like that's different for you. And I was like, what sex life? What? Last 2 months? Just me changing jobs.
Just me throwing up on myself.
But listen, this next week.
We're going to get it, babe. We're going to get it.
Our week. This shit right here. This next week will be crazy.
God, check back in with us next week to hear the review.
Yeah, that's okay. So yeah, that's been the last few weeks. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, I don't know. I'm excited.
Yeah,
it's gonna be good.
It's going to be great.
I'm very...
Well, what's interesting is that like you've spent so much of your sales career like chasing people and chasing deals.
Right.
And this is going to be the exact opposite. Like even just after the first week, you've seen that it's just like so much inbound and you just have to sift through and say, yes, 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 no, 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 right. Yes, no, yes, no.
All I do is say no. It's like literally it's too many requests.
You hold the power of the Doge.
I hold the power of the Doge.
Yeah.
And I just want to be real clear in case my boss is like, you got to stop making jokes about that. That doesn't really encompass the whole thing.
This is completely unrelated to Doge, but Doge just had a moment.
It's
not completely unrelated to Doge. Yeah, no, it's not. It's in the same vein.
I thought Elon did much better than I thought he was going to last night.
Right. So this is going up 2 weeks after Elon Musk was on SNL, but he did great. Yeah. I was so impressed.
Yeah.
I like.
And did you hear him make the comment about having Asperger's in his monologue?
Oh, really?
He like, that was his joke, one of his opening lines. Huh. He's like, and because like they don't have any business like men on or business women. Like
literally
that's
never.
Not a thing.
Yeah.
And so the joke was obviously, you know, him being a billionaire or him being the richest person in the world. And he's like, and this is the first for Saturday Night Live, someone with Asperger's doing that, like hosting it. And
oh, well, that's nice. That's like very humbling.
Yeah.
No, he did great. I really didn't know if he would be able to kind of like mock himself in like a fun, relatable way.
Right.
And he did great. Well, like he was so likable.
Do you remember the demo that we watched? Remember how bad that demo was when they broke the glass?
Yeah.
And it was like,
during the Cybertruck review.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was awkward.
Oh my God, it was super awkward. And then I think that was the only impression that I had of him being like in with an audience. And it was not good. So seeing this, like he was so funny, so likable. You could tell that he was like a little nervous and like maybe had trouble remembering lines, but he did great.
Like any normal person is going to be nervous.
Oh,
like,
I would do 5% as well as Elon did last night.
Right.
Okay. So also we, if anyone is like in the Doge world, I'm not in the Doge world, but I'm on the outskirts of the Doge world. And I'm pretty sure 95% of our listeners have no idea what the fuck is going on with the Doge coin.
Yeah.
Basically it's the Shiba meme.
Okay.
That is the face of Doge. And, he is in like the Doge, the dog. So Doge is like, there's no limit on it.
Oh God. Yeah. No, it's an unlimited circulating. They keep adding more coins.
Right. Yeah. So it's not like Bitcoin when there's a certain amount of Bitcoin and then the value obviously increases because it's in higher demand.
Right.
So yeah, Doge is like this weird.
I mean, it was a meme.
It's a meme.
It's a meme
cryptocurrency.
And it was a joke.
Yeah, it's a joke.
To the point where like, I think one of the largest co-founders like already sold all of the Doge that he had like 5, 6, 7 years ago.
Oh,
and he would be a multi-billionaire now.
Fuck, that sucks.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Diamond hands. You have diamond hands?
On Doge, I do. Actually, no. Doge, I did not. No. Oh my God, I panicked. I panicked, sold half my Doge, and then rebought in at a little bit more expensive because I unpanicked. And then, So anyway, but Elon being on SNL, everyone was waiting for him to like have this whole conversation about Doge. And then he did.
Right, well, had many conversations.
Like so many conversations about Doge. And everyone started selling, just dropping. So we were simultaneously watching kind of like Elon and SNL watching a Canelo versus whoever fight.
Damn.
And then also
Canelo versus whoever lost.
I can't remember his name. What was his name? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So the Canelo fight, and also staring at my Robinhood account to see where Doge was going, and texting also in a group chat of other friends who have Doge.
Honestly, that's the most like young millennial description of an evening we've had in quite some time.
Yeah, seriously. And so anyway, so I was not diamond hands, which means to hold.
Right.
So I bought in a Doge.
Sorry. But that's not my puke cough, right?
No, it's not.
Can I do one more?
Sure.
All right, good.
Okay, good. I'm glad you got that out.
Yeah.
I bought Doge at 7 cents. And I got in early.
Boom. Yeah.
I got in early.
Okay.
Yeah. Bought in Doge at 7 cents. It got up to 70 cents, which is like a, you know what the thing is though, is that all this shit feels like gambling. It feels like gambling. I know it is. I know.
But like people, the amount of time, every single person that I told what I was doing.
Yeah.
I feel like the first, like even like the lawyer who negotiated my employment agreement.
Right.
The moment I told him what the job was for, he was like, hey, like, so what should I be investing in? What do you think? And like, I tell people the same thing. It's like, I do believe that Web 3.0 and cryptocurrency and blockchain will play a massive part of our future. Don't
get me
wrong.
Yeah.
But until then, just like everything that when people were just throwing money in things in the dot-com boom and everything, it's like things are gonna go up, they're gonna go down.
Yeah.
I think you should put 100% of every dollar you don't mind not seeing again.
Yep.
Into blockchain, 100%, because it could blow up, and there's a damn good chance it all just goes away,
100%.
And there's just so many, and like it's only been a week, and I don't want to mean to be boring and stupid and like get into it, but like the biggest concerns, of course, are energy.
Yep.
Why?
Yeah,
we're
great with the NFTs. Yeah.
And well, not just NFTs in general, just like Bitcoin, because
crypto, anything.
Essentially, to create money, to create this currency, the thing that is Bitcoin itself,
right?
You have to do a ton of math, and you don't do math. A computer does it with, most of the time, a specialized.
It's okay. You don't have to tell us yet.
Sorry. Anyway, point is, it requires a lot of energy. So the big thing, like that our big push is like, great, do everything that it can do on the Bitcoin side, but do it with less energy.
Cleaner.
Right.
Yeah.
And make it renewable and incentivize people to mine it in a way that's responsible and like all this, like one. And then two, being able to like create tech that like automates things that are expensive. Mm-hmm. So like for someone who could barely afford a house, like paying for escrow and things that like require more money, make it so that there's more friction to getting the house, getting the car, getting the thing. And the idea is that smart contracts will be able to automate some of that shit to allow more people to do more things that don't require as much money.
Right, just more accessible.
Yeah.
Yeah, goddamn. Yeah. I know, there's just so much on crypto. It's like so intimidating.
So let's talk about Kelsey getting us canceled.
Okay, sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, wait, I kind of want to like, is it boring for us to talk about like, guests?
And no.
Okay.
Well, great. No, because I think majority of our audience probably watched all of the episodes with guests, so we can all share our thoughts together.
So the Kelsey episode was that was the day that I puked all over myself.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. That was a long day for you. You really powered through that episode.
You, about 5 minutes before she got over here, you remember you were like, babe, I think I should just do this episode.
Yeah. I was trying to kick you off the episode.
Yeah.
You looked unwell.
I did look unwell.
Also, your energy was unwell too. So like the whole situation was worrisome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's the difference between you and me. And I even made this comment to Kelsey later. It's like, as someone who is an extrovert, mm-hmm. I can refresh around people.
Right.
Whereas like, I think to you, that would have been work, right?
Oh my God, yeah. So I'm 100% an ambivert, but I need to—
Is that how you say that?
Ambivert?
Ambivert?
I think so. Ambivert? That seems like too much. I think it's ambivert.
Ambivert?
Ambivert.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I use it? Can I get that in a sentence?
I am an ambivert.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah, I'm an ambivert. But I think that I recharge best when I'm by myself. So I love being around people. Like I have a great time. I love being social. And I'm not shy in social situations, but I need to recharge when I'm by myself. And so like, especially like with anxiety stuff, if I have a rough day, I need to be by the fuck myself in a bathtub with a scoop of ice cream in my hand.
And I struggle sometimes. I feel like when I can see that she needs to be by herself or refresh, and I know you have no interest in like me trying to help or whatever.
You know what it is too, I think on my side is that like, I know that I can't be engaged in a conversation because my brain is 1,000 miles away.
Yeah, you don't have, and maybe it's because I can just like put a shit eating grid on and just like, I think I almost like, I need to like switch into a mode where I can speak to someone even though I don't want to.
Right.
And as I put myself in that mode, I almost talk myself into like then enjoying it.
Yeah.
Cause I'm sure I started that, because I remember also the tech wasn't working when Kelsey got
Kelsey Day, yeah.
And I was over here on my, like, there's nothing worse, and this sounds so petty and stupid, but like, there's nothing worse than like finishing a day at work, feeling like you probably should shower anyway. The guest is here and mm-hmm. like there's a cord that's not in the right place or right. something sounds wrong.
Right.
And so I'm like
troubleshooting
already in like what I think is like, I'm going to wear on camera. Not that I care that much, but I'm over yeah. here like sweating my balls off, like
oh,
on my knees.
No, that's like everything. Ooh. It's just like when you're ready and then sweating. Oh my God. It's the worst. It's like, you know what that happens is too, is like when you get out of the shower and you're running late. My dad and my mom used to have a fight about this every time yep. we'd go for dinner, because my dad would like be running late, get out of the shower, and then he's sweating in his like nicer clothes yep. to go for dinner, and everyone's oh mad. Everyone is mad.
That sounds like poor Greg.
Yeah, Greg was struggling.
Yeah. That's all.
Well, he wasn't trying that hard because he was always late.
Good intentions. It's fine. But no, like that's the thing. I feel like, but once it's on camera, you like I feel like my I put my smile on yeah. and then. Just talking and hearing Kelsey's different energy just rejuvenated.
Yeah, I mean, different energy can definitely be refreshing. I do this well on Craftopia on the HBO show because I think my body knows that I have no choice. Like I am there to be the host. I am there to be the entertainment. I am there to make people laugh and smile. And for some reason on a 17-hour day, I'm able to still turn that on. But I crash and burn harder than I ever crash and burn when I get off the show.
You get home and I'm like, are you okay? And you're like, yeah, I'm fine.
And no, I'm not okay.
No.
I'm not okay.
Every guy knows when she says, yeah, I'm fine. She's not fine.
She's not fine.
And she does not want you to ask about it yet.
No,
but also don't just leave the room and not ask about it.
Right.
You need to be
silent emotional support.
You need to be physically adjacent.
Yes.
Ready.
Yes.
But don't.
Don't push it.
Don't you dare bring that up as if that's. You didn't believe her?
Right.
Why was she lying?
Yes.
Why was she not lying?
Right. Ooh. It's tricky territory. I on behalf of women will say that it is tricky territory. But also in the stereotypical defense of this scenario that sometimes might happen and can confirm within our relationship does happen is that sometimes when I say I'm not okay, when I say that I am okay and I'm not okay, mm-hmm. sometimes I'm on the fence as to whether I am or am not okay. And so I'm like, do I want to start some shit right now? Or like, will I be good after I eat a sandwich? Because sometimes I'm just hangry.
We can all relate that.
Sometimes you're just hangry.
What's funny is you eat sometimes when you're upset. And not that I don't sometimes get hangry,
yeah.
but when I'm super stressed or whatever,
you don't eat.
I don't eat.
I know, people are either one way or the other. There's no middle ground there. Yeah.
Because I dropped in the last month, I lost almost 10 pounds.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That is crazy. Well, I mean, when I was having a really, really rough time mental health wise, like a month ago, over that 3 month span of like me being on some garbage medication that was not working and I was so depressed and so anxious, I lost 8 pounds or so, which like on my body frame is a shit ton.
Yeah.
Like that's a lot. It was the lightest that I'd been in so long, but like not in a great way, like probably losing muscle mass and stuff.
Let's be clear. When I say I lost 10 pounds, I only lost 10 of the pounds I should not have lost.
Right.
And now I'm skinny fatter.
Skinny fat. Right. Skinny fat.
I was trying to make it, but
Skinny fatter.
More. Yeah.
Skinnier fat?
Yeah. Out of shape.
Out of shape.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's fine.
Are we not having hot girl summer?
No, we're having shot girl summer.
We're having shot girl summer. Jeremy asked me if I made shot girl summer up. And when I brought it up, because he was like, that's really good. And I was like, I can't take credit for it. I wish I could. I really wish I could.
But you told me that you did make it up.
I did come up with shot girl summer.
There we go.
Yeah.
Should we put that on a t-shirt, you think?
Shot girl summer.
Yeah.
And do I
get to live shot girl summer as well?
Yeah, you get to live shot girl summer.
Okay.
It's shot girl summer for everyone.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's not shot boy summer.
Unless you're anti shot girl summer, then sucks to suck. It's not shot girl summer for you.
We're shot girl summering.
We are shot girl summer. And it has started as of like maybe a month ago. Shot girl summer is on.
It's yeah. Full effect.
Full
shot
effect.
Girl season.
Shot girl.
Shot girl summer season.
Shot girl. Well, it's shot girl summer right now. And then I guess fall. Cause I think shot girl summer lasts for like a solid, like 6 to 9 months. And we might need a booster after that.
Okay. Got it.
So we might need, shot girl winter. We might need a little touch up.
Winter's coming. Got it.
Yeah.
We digress. Can we go back to Kelsey almost canceling us?
Yeah. Yeah. So let's recap, our guest moment.
So we'll start with Kelsey.
Okay.
This is a newer friend, but it was a fast on friendship.
Oh yeah. 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 Kelsey and I met through Corndity, Zach from Try Guys. And
I just want to also remind everyone that I thought for the longest time that Zach Kornfeld's last name was Cornfield.
Oh yeah, that's tough.
And it was in my phone as Zach cornfield.
That's tough.
And he thought that I was just continuing to play a fun, not funny joke.
No.
And eventually I was like, oh my God, it's like every other Jewish person named Kornfeld.
Yes.
Not cornfield.
No.
Stupid.
That's tough. So Kelsey and I were fast friends, which is so like, I feel like that's so rare. Like it just, you never make, not you just, it's just more rare now because I feel like you meet less people, especially in the last 2 years where you make a friend and instantly click with them. And that just like hasn't happened in so long for me. Fast friends with Kelsey. And then, okay, I feel like you're being dramatic when you say we almost got canceled. I think some of the statements. Oh, okay, good. I was going to say. I was going to say, we're not even close to being canceled.
No. And if we were to have been canceled for anything that we said then, like whoever that person that wants to make us canceled, you're canceled.
You're canceled.
Bitch.
Canceled. Bitch.
No. Kelsey just has very progressive or not even progressive. She has very specific viewpoints on things. And I certainly don't agree with all of them, as we pointed out. But also, to me, there's value in understanding that there are people with different polarizing opinions.
Yeah.
And you could sit in the same room.
Yeah.
And you can talk about them.
Totally.
And it's okay.
Yeah. Well, I think also too, like even if you don't agree with all of it, one, you might learn something.
Which I definitely do not, but yes.
Right, which you definitely do not. But like, it's also, one, interesting to hear other perspectives. And then two, like even if you just learn a new viewpoint that makes you think a little harder about something, like I think there's value in that as well. And then I also think that like, because she advocates for so many like incredible voices, I think that people who feel misrepresented and then get to hear someone like Kelsey come on and talk about a lot of things that they, you know, didn't have something to relate to for the longest time, especially like on the internet, maybe like 10 years ago when things weren't as progressive. Like Kelsey being a voice for so many like LGBTQ plus areas and
No IA?
I should say LGBTQ plus. Oh, LGBTQIA plus. I taught Jeremy the IA a couple weeks ago and he's very excited about it.
Uncultured.
Fuck.
LGBTQIA
plus. Plus.
Remember I learned that in real time?
Yeah, don't get it. You actually learned that on an episode.
I did.
That's right, on real time. But I think it's really refreshing for that audience to, you know, that might feel underrepresented to hear people like Kelsey speak on it. And also too, she's sober. And so I think she had a lot of things, especially on like the sobriety side that I haven't known anyone or had conversations with. I learned so much about that from her.
Well, I think all of our friends, because I'm 29, you're... Had to be what, 34?
That's fucking rude.
I feel like we're in our late 20s.
I'm 27. Well, people are going to run with the 34 thing and just be like, wow, she looks so good for 34.
Oh, that'd be so terrible, wouldn't it?
Well, no, because people are like, so half people would say that and the other half would be like, yikes, bitch. Like you still make like vlogs, you're 34.
Okay, at 34 when you're still making vlogs.
I better be still making vlogs at 34.
You better.
Yeah.
And if not, it's because I'm pool boy and you've...
I sold a company or something.
Or, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
That'd be so nice.
I can't wait.
Go ahead.
And live rent-free in your house. Wouldn't that be fun? Anyway, to me, you can always tell when it's a good episode because there's some people that go, this is my favorite episode ever.
Yes.
And there's some people that go, I didn't like this, right?
Right.
I was really upset about this. And that's okay.
Yeah.
Because
no, that's great. It opens up conversation.
Well, also, this podcast, we are going to have people that, from Kelsey to Harry to like we're going to have people on that have very different viewpoints.
And also just like completely different lives. They come from like such different backgrounds that there's no way everyone comes out having the same viewpoint.
No. And I assure you, if there's ever a time, like one, we're inviting people onto our show. They're in our house. Like that it's we're not inviting people on to attack them. Let's be clear.
Yeah.
At a certain point in time, if anyone were to really bring a viewpoint that I think is so contradictory or so, you know, hurtful or whatever, I assure you, I will call them out. I have no problem with that. Lauren will be really uncomfortable. It'll be great.
But y'all like want to just,
yeah. But just because I'm not going to call somebody out because I don't agree with them.
Right.
But I will challenge.
Challenge. I think there's also like levels to it. Like one, challenge. Two, like cut the entire conversation. If it's like highly offensive and can't be like disputed, I guess.
Well, I guess I would almost, yes, we can cut at things, but I would prefer post things with the preface of like, we're not trying to give this a platform. We're not trying to this, but we will say that like, this is a conversation that doesn't just apply to this room.
Yeah.
Therefore, we're going to talk about it just because there are people that I think will get value out of it either way.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I think there's probably like a small box of things where you just be like, absolutely the fuck not.
Well,
like, this is not a conversation on our platform.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Sometimes you say things too that you don't even like, you're speaking about things that are sensitive topics and you say it in a way that's like, because we're starting, it's not like we have a teleprompter here.
Right.
No publicist went through and said, hey, make sure and say it this way.
Right.
It's like, sometimes I feel like you say things that you don't even realize you have a bias.
Oh,
and
totally.
By the time it comes out, you've learned something in the 4 days between mm-hmm. when we shoot this today and 4 or 5 days when we see the edit. It's like, oh my God, how did I not know this? And it's like, yeah, we're cutting it because we don't believe what came out of our mouth. But it's like, right. Wow, we learned something in 3 or 4 days that we didn't know before.
Totally.
Which I know this isn't very helpful or entertaining for you at home.
No. But like, it just, how do you expect people to grow unless you're able to let them have a new perspective? Bangers,
and,
baby.
And that's been the podcast.
Bangers only.
It's true.
Okay. No, it's so true though. But like when people get canceled, that's the tough thing about like the cancellation process of like being canceled online is that like, obviously like very clearly there are times when someone just absolutely deserves to not have a platform, which is something that we will get into in a minute because I got fucking more heated than I've ever been on the internet to the point where I made a whole ass video about it and I do not insert myself into situations like this. And this one, it ruined my week. So anyway, we'll get into that. But, I can't even remember. I got so mad that I forgot what I was saying. What was I saying right before this?
Other people's different viewpoints. People's platform. Our guests.
Oh, cancellations. Oh, okay. So some people deserve to just be absolutely fucking like publicly shamed as I did this week to someone.
Okay.
To 600,000 people, probably plus more. And it should be more than that. Okay. So some people deserve to be publicly shamed. Cough. Uh-huh.
We're going to talk about our guests first.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. Yeah. So anyway, but then I also think
stay tuned for more.
Yeah, seriously.
Right back from our sponsor.
Right, it's about to get juicy.
I really do hope we just pop they a sponsor.
Just sponsor
in. Let's put
a sponsor in right now.
Okay, welcome back.
And we're back.
Oh my gosh, should we start doing that awkwardly and just like pretend that we have enough sponsors?
And then once in a while we don't have enough sponsors.
Yeah,
and so we'll just be like.
It's awkward. Yeah, and a word from our sponsor. Should we go? Okay, let's keep going.
Okay,
yeah.
Keep going.
Shit. That might actually happen the very first time, which means it'll be the last time we talk about it.
Yeah, for sure.
That's okay.
We'll see. Welcome back
to Wild Till 9.
Okay. So I think that like with a lot of the cancellation process, like you need to be able to let people grow. And maybe they need a quick reminder online as to why that perspective is not okay or why they should rethink it. But to let people grow, you have to allow them to grow.
We have to allow them to grow. You have to allow them to be vulnerable. Yeah. They say, I messed up. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe you don't forgive him. Maybe you don't forget. It's not your prerogative. And also you forgiving or forgetting doesn't need to necessarily change their path, especially when it's over the internet.
Totally.
But if you're so upset that they got something wrong and they hurt somebody, or mm-hmm. hurt themselves or whatever mm-hmm. kind of thing, are you more upset about the fact that they did that thing? Or are you more upset about the fact that there's a world where they can be forgiven? And I think people get upset sometimes to the point where they are so mad at the individual for what they did
right.
that they are now going to focus their energy on making sure they feel the punishment for that.
Right.
And they don't necessarily correct it because whether they correct it or not, you're going to treat them the same way.
Right.
And that's not a healthy long-term strategy for a lot of things. Yeah. And of course, there are exceptions. Epstein. There are certain things that are
right.
like, okay,
right,
and
right,
you
right,
fall
right.
in the bucket where
you should be publicly shamed and punished forever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah.
There's a bucket there. But for people that aren't, you know, malicious to the fucking core, maybe give them a chance to not do that thing that you don't want them to do anymore.
Right. Yeah. Give them a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Kelsey was a great progressive
great.
Episode. Yeah. We had like really intense conversations that I think everyone probably on both sides learned a lot about.
Yep.
And by both sides, I don't mean that as in like there's a black and white side of like yes or no, agree, disagree. I just mean that like it was a topic that I think a lot of people are scared to touch on. And I think we all did a great job of like having an open and honest conversation about it.
Agreed.
Yeah.
And then Australia's favorite fuckboy.
And then Australia's favorite fuckboy.
I liked him.
I loved Harry. You know what my favorite comment was is that, and I saw it a bunch of times, was that people were surprised to see an entirely different side of Harry on our podcast versus when he's with like Tana or Call Her Daddy. And I think it was just a different experience. And I think that he really enjoyed also like having a platform to show a different side of his personality. Like obviously we talked a lot about like sex and like his favorite sex toys and like his escapades because he's got a lot of stories.
And a lot of feet and mouth.
Especially a lot of feet and mouth. Well, no, just one really special foot
in
mouth.
Was sucking on some toes.
Yeah, sucking on some toes. Mm-hmm. Yes, but-
As one does.
He was, I didn't quite know what to expect.
But whatever we got was not what I expected.
Yeah, it was great. Harry was so sweet. He was genuinely so sweet. A guy with good intentions finds himself in a lot of drama.
But like also the dumbest things that he's done.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Put a platform around me at age 19, 20, 21, 22.
That's okay. We should not do that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But like it can, people change.
Totally. And he's young. He's young too. He's like, what, 22, he said?
Child, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He's a little baby.
Yeah.
So like he's
pretty large little baby.
Large, 6'5", very, very large. Yeah, big boy. Big boy. Mm-hmm. Like on this couch is only one Harry wide.
Yeah, we can only do guests that are either Zayn and Heath sized.
Right.
Or Harry.
Zayn and Heath fit perfectly, but that was like the maximum.
Yeah.
Of and like holding two hands dudes. They were holding hands and snuggling.
A lot of thigh touching.
Yeah, a lot of thigh touching.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Harry, this couch was one Harry wide.
To be fair, a lot of thigh touching on the couch for Harry as well.
Yeah.
Just different type of thighs.
Yeah, different types of thighs. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, I loved the Harry episode. I think it was fun. Also, I feel like it's more fun to listen to a podcast where there's an accent as well, completely separate of it being Harry's accent. I just feel like an accent podcast is really fun.
Did you find his accent attractive?
Yeah.
Go on.
Accents are just so exciting. Oh, what the fuck do you mean?
Yeah, I agree.
Like, oh God, I'm sweating again. I'm having issues.
Okay.
Oh my God. Jeremy promised me that I could talk about the blanket. Okay. So I don't know why you're so upset about the blanket.
All right, 30 seconds go.
Okay. Oh, I need more than 30 seconds.
Elevator pitch.
Okay. You know that I can't do an elevator pitch. Okay. So you guys probably remember when I had the Wild Till 9 blanket, the original one, it was too thin. I was like, this is not good enough for the good people of the pod. And so then we went back to work with the manufacturer and the distributor, and we made the softest fucking blanket in the entire world. It is thick. She is fluffy. Mm-hmm. It is soft.
Totally.
But it's about to be Shock Girl Summer. It is, is it May? What month is it?
Yeah, it's May. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Hey, little bitch.
What?
You wanna make some profitable merch for the good people that they love?
Yes.
Get the fuck off your phone,
I'm just adding a Murray on LinkedIn. Continue. Sorry. I'm excited about the blanket too. I am. Here's the thing. It's not that I don't think I'm. You are just the blanket queen.
I'm the blanket queen.
And I will say it's a very soft blanket. It's comfortable. I like it. You walk around in it like a little burrito.
Yeah. Burrito.
Yeah.
So my question is that. We were going to hold it until the fall when it gets a little chillier, but I'm finding myself actually wearing the blanket more now because Jeremy and I have very different AC temperature preferences. So I feel as if there are probably other people who share that issue with their significant other or their family. So like, do you guys just want the blanket now on sale? And it's like, we're not looking to like sell out and make a lot of fast cash. We just-
What? We're not?
I'm just looking to share this amazing blanket with people because like I am the blanket queen. I feel like people trust my blanket quality check.
Uh-huh.
And I need people to feel how soft this blanket is.
Wow.
The blanket is so good that it puts Jeremy to sleep.
No, okay.
That's how cozy it is.
It's super cozy. But maybe it's too hot. I don't know.
No, it's so thick and so cozy and so soft.
Yeah, but like, I feel like-
Also, everyone has a puppo who loves a blanket.
Not every puppo is like blankets.
Most puppos like blankets.
Hairy dogs don't like blankets.
Most puppos like blankets.
Okay, listen, release
Nakey puppos like blankets.
Release it, it'll be great. It'll be a you know, what do they call it when it's a permanent collection?
Oh yeah, like a static piece.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh shit.
What?
Ready, wear, what's it called? When it's like a-
Collection.
Yeah, but permanent? Yeah,
No, it's not permanent. Like a staple.
Yeah.
No, oh God. Anyway, so if you want the blanket now, let me know. We can also hold until fall. I have been enjoying the blanket for like the last 2 months.
Let's just buy a couple thousand and put it up. It'll be fine.
Yeah, I think it'll be great.
Yeah.
We're not looking to like sell out super quick. We just want-
Once again, I feel like, yeah, I think that is the idea.
I just want people to feel, I want to spread the love of this blanket because I love it so much. And also I want to preface you that it is one heavy ass blanket. So unfortunately shipping will not be like dirt cheap.
It's thick girl.
She's thick girl. Shock Girl Summer, but also Thick Blanket Girl Summer. And so the price point.
Thick Blanket Girl Summer.
Thick Blanket Girl Summer.
Mm, yeah.
And so also like.
Every once in a while, I'm Thick Blanket Girl Summer.
Yeah.
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 Everyone likes to be thick blanket. That's my favorite state of life.
Yeah.
Thick Blanket Girl Summer.
So if you want it, comment below.
Yeah.
And if you don't want it, also comment below.
Yeah. But also like I made a blanket that is on par with like. It's not like Barefoot Dreams. It's a different material than Barefoot Dreams.
Oh yeah, we're gonna make no money on this blanket.
Oh yeah, no. Like the price point that it's at will be high. And
yes.
I want you to know that we make $0
on
this.
If you
this.
Had gone like, and back and done the
shitty
tissue
blanket?
One, we would have made a ton of money.
We would have made money on that blanket, but it's not, I'm not looking to make money on this blanket. I'm looking to make a good blanket.
Oh good.
Yeah.
Anyway, can we talk about Manny Mua?
Manny Mua.
I loved hanging out with Manny.
We love Manny. Manny's been a good friend for like 4 years now.
Yeah.
I actually opened my Snapchat the other day and he was my Snap memory. We were in New York and he was writing a heart around my name. We were at Creator Summit in New
York.
Was
that the time you went and got some dick?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it was. Mm-hmm. Yes. Manny is someone who has the most insane and exciting, but also very secretive dating life.
Yeah.
It's very, very separate of like his online Manny moi.
Right. But I feel like maybe he's just open and transparent about it with his friends. Yeah. I don't feel like he's like closed off about it.
Well, okay. Here's the thing that we were talking about is that so many beauty gurus don't have vlog channels.
Right.
Like obviously a handful of them do, but like people get more real and candid on their vlog channel.
Right.
And I just feel like sometimes there isn't a time and place for that when you're doing a like makeup review.
Yeah.
Even if like you're super funny, like sometimes it just don't have time for a story time.
Right.
So I feel like there's so much more to Manny that—
And not everyone's so funny on Twitter like you are.
Right, exactly. So Manny, I think, is actually starting a podcast super soon as well. So he'll be able to share all that stuff. But so we got some funny stories out of Manny and also like some of his like humble beginning stuff.
We did.
Yeah. I love Manny. Manny's great.
But I will say—
What?
My favorite pod to do so far—
Oh my God.
Was Zane and Heath.
Was Zane and Heath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe it was because we got lit by the end of it.
Uh-huh.
And because we shot the shit for an hour before and an hour after and ordered a bunch of cookies. And had to take about 14 potty breaks for Heath.
Yes.
Who apparently—
Has the smallest bladder in the world.
Yeah. I mean, like if Lauren is trucking through and he's over here, can we go to the bathroom? Like that's how you know it's bad.
Honestly, it made me feel so seen.
Did it make you feel seen?
It made me feel seen.
Yeah.
I was like, well, this is for sure TMI, but I'm going to go ahead with it anyway. Jeremy the other day asked, he's like, does pee just fall out of you? And— Did you not ask that the other day?
Yeah, I did.
And I don't mean like when you're just sitting there, like when you're just sitting on the couch, like does pee fall out? And like, no, obviously not. Pee does not just fall out like a post-pregnant lady. Like sometimes that really does happen to them. But like,
Do we have no privacy anymore?
No.
I just wanted to know how it just—
Comes out.
Go on.
Yeah. So anyway, I was always under the impression that it takes more force for pee to come out of a dude than it does for a girl. And so—
And all of the medical listeners now are going, oh gosh.
Oh God, here we go. I know. Well, that's just under the impression that that's the impression that I had. And so when Heath had to pee every 20 seconds, I was like, oh, this goes against everything that I thought I knew about the male versus female bladder.
It's true.
Yeah. And so anyway, so I felt seen. I was like, oh shit. It was like, I am now officially not the worst person to bring on a road trip.
Oh, I'm going to still assume that you're the worst.
Worse than Heath peeing every 15 seconds?
I mean, I would just tell him he can't drink any water. We were filling him up with whiskey.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're over here, you take two sips and you have to pee every 14 minutes.
Yes.
Getting anywhere with Lauren on a trip is just, there's your estimated time of arrival and there's estimated time of arrival with Lauren included. And it's at least double.
It's not double. That's so dramatic. If we go on a 2-hour road trip, I'd probably have to stop and pee once. So tack 15 minutes on.
We just
on.
Went in a 2.5-hour.
I got
and you had to stop
so
twice.
Sick.
If
no,
not three times.
No, I stopped. We stopped 3 or 4. I got so sick that
Every
day.
Every time we're on a road map, you're sick. Every time we're on a road trip, you're sick.
That's not true. On the way there, it took 4 hours and I stopped to pee once and I drove. And you worked the entire time. So I sat there in silence for 4 hours by myself.
Yes.
You still here? You still with us? The biggest fan of.
I was trying to fight it. Then I was like, oh, let it go. I felt so good.
The Zane and Heath podcast was so much fun. We actually haven't listened to that one back yet. Like, so we haven't gotten the edit and the cut of it.
And if we watched it, it sucks. But like, anyone,
honestly, the person I feel the most bad for is the caption person who's going to.
Oh, yeah. Because
sometimes we're having two different conversations. Like Zane and I would be talking and you and Heath would be talking.
Yeah.
And just it was a mess. In the best way though.
But a perfect example of like, I think sometimes we go in with guests. We're like, okay, we'll talk about this. And I feel like with them, we actually had put more thought into it because we don't have as much of a friendship with them.
Right.
Like it's very much like. That is, I feel like more traditional in the sense of like us getting to know them in real time.
Yeah.
But I feel like because we didn't know them, we put more thought into the pre-production side of it.
Right.
And got to none of it.
That's not true. I got to a bunch of it.
Okay. Well, maybe you did, but yeah. I feel like I was, my internal thought of what I thought we were going to storyline wise, right. Completely just to the side as we were just like talking and shooting the shit.
Right. Yeah. No, it was so much fun. And they are just exactly what you think they're going to be. Like Zane was the most high energy, hilariously giddy, enthusiastic person I think that I've ever met. Like he just radiates at like a crazy high energy.
Do you think him and Kelsey would get along or hate each other?
Could go either way.
I agree.
Could go either way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause they both like.
Depending on how they, in what context they meet each other.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Yeah. Cause they both have like super high energy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I think Heath and Manny would do wonderful together.
I think Manny, and we talked about this on his episode, he's a sponge and he can kind of get along with anyone. So I think Manny would be great with either.
That'd actually be super funny to, after we do like, you know, another few months worth of guests or whatever, and like get in the rhythm, we bring and
we start mix and matching.
Pair people.
Zane and Kelsey, and just see what happens.
Yeah.
Heath and Manny.
Wow, that'd be funny.
Yeah. But Heath was super chill and super funny. They're just like such a dynamic duo of like fucking hilarious comedy.
Yeah. But it's funny on and off camera. And the personalities don't change, if that makes sense.
Yeah, 100%.
Like they're good at
Yeah, oh my God, we're yawny today.
Whenever you're ready.
I mean, I had a full ass day. I don't know why you're so yawny. Is it your toe? Are you yawny because of your toe?
No, I'm just, I don't know. The things were going on this morning. I had work to do. And I'm also walking around like I have a pirate wood leg.
That's so nice.
Is that offensive to pirate people?
Think so.
I wonder how many pirate people listen to this
I would say probably not as many as we
think.
Pirate
People Podcast.
Pirate People Podcast. Oh, that's a good name right there.
I think it's a very good name. Anyway, Zane, he was great. I really enjoyed it. Do we have next guests lined up now?
Mm-mm.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Good for us.
That's why I want to know. I want to know with the people of the pod, who they want. The and again, make it someone attainable or like slightly one
rung cooler than us.
Rung cooler than us. Yeah. And we might be able to like find a connection to ask them to be on the pod.
Yeah.
I'm still salty about that one duo that ghosted me, just fully ghosted me. Ghosted me.
I think we should just fucking just call them
just
out.
Just out.
Call them out.
Yeah. I donated their merch that I bought.
Get out of here.
Yeah, I donated it.
You donated it?
Yeah, I donated it.
Wow.
Someone else can enjoy it.
So much for girls supporting girls.
Yeah. It's they started it.
Is this gonna be our first pod beef?
No, it's not our first pod beef. I'm having temperature issues right now. I'm having temperature regulation issues.
So Lauren is half naked under this blanket.
Yeah.
Yet has a super thick blanket on.
Right.
And so when she says we have different AC preferences, the problem with Lauren's AC preference is that it changes with the wind. I like things cool. I like things on the borderline cold. And so I will have a outfit that I can take the last layer off and I'll always be good.
Yeah.
Lauren goes from nearly butt ass naked to three blankets, back to butt ass naked to three blankets. Like at night, she'll just go from like having massive blankets on top of her to
then
everything off and just
naked.
Ass and titties.
Yes.
Just out in the world. And
not much of either, but
blanket,
yes.
Blanket,
yes,
naked.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
It's quite the musical.
It's been my entire life though. Like I have no middle ground and it's very exhausting.
You have no chill.
I got a lot of chill sometimes. At the beginning of this podcast, look at me, I was a burrito trying to reduce the chill.
All right, talk about the girl that killed her dog. I know you want to talk about it.
Oh my God. You know what? I think even 2 weeks later, this will still make me fucking irate.
I know.
It makes me so mad.
Mm-hmm. All right, Lauren, take it away. I know.
It's been a week and I'm still just as mad. I actually get more mad the more that I think about it. And so like even knowing that this will come out in 2 weeks from like basically when I made my video. So, I know that I already like spat her name out of my mouth, but I don't even want to give them the credit of saying their name.
Then we'll bleep it out earlier.
We'll just bleep it out. Yep. Bleep that bitch. Okay. So there was a YouTube
bleep that bitch.
Bleep that bitch.
Well, you know what we'll do? We'll just omit her name.
Well, no, I'm going to bleep that bitch now that we said it. Yeah. So there was a YouTube couple. Actually,
let's not bleep. Can we use, when we speak of the name, Hannah earlier, can we use something that equal, whether it's it wouldn't be a dog bark.
No.
Couldn't be that.
That's fucked up.
We have to do some sound.
I wish that like there was, I wish that there was an audio version of the middle finger. You know what I mean? That's the only thing that feels right.
Yeah, you're right. And there isn't one.
And there isn't
one. So we'll
just
bleep it. It's fine.
Yeah, so we'll just bleep it. Maybe it'll be a duck or something. Anyway, or a horn. We got options. Okay. So there was a YouTube couple there's just so many mind-boggling pieces to this that I just cannot wrap my head around it. And obviously we are just two very different people. Like they are just not the same kind of people as we are, which is-
We're not the same. I am a Martian.
I think that's actually offensive to the Martian to compare them because that's offensive for the Martian.
I get it.
So there's a YouTube couple who had
Martians wouldn't kill dogs.
Because Martians wouldn't murder their dog.
Yeah, that we know.
Right. So there's a little precursor into this story.
Yeah, trigger warning.
Yeah, actually, no, for real though, trigger warning, like animal abuse, 100%. So if that's like, if that's too much for you, then we absolutely understand.
We'll see you next week.
Trigger warning, animal abuse. See you next week.
Probably should say that before we said they killed the dog, but that's okay.
So we're here now. So there was a YouTube couple who had a bull terrier. He was 9 years old and they got him when he was 8 weeks. That is the earliest age that you could possibly bring a dog home. That is his entire life. So this dog lived their entire life under this couple's roof and had obvious behavior issues that were never addressed when he was a puppy. So for example, like when Moose was a puppy, he had some resource guarding issues. So like when he had a high value treat or when someone moved towards his food bowl, he would react. And so the minute that that happened, I didn't hire anyone. I didn't call in fucking Caesar Milan to come over and like fix Moose. I went online, like the internet is fucking free. And so there's just no excuse for something that common to not fix. Right. And resource guarding, you know, again, so common. So went online, you know, spent a month working with him.
By the way, touch my filet or mashed potatoes or something else at the wrong time.
Yeah.
I'll resource guard.
Resource guard. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jeremy has almost made us both single sometimes when I go for a bite of his food.
Yeah. That's yeah. Yeah. Your own.
Yeah. Some dogs can't learn new tricks.
And when I say.
You might be one of them.
I might be one. And when I say, when the waiter comes, do you want any of this? Because I'm not going to share. And Lauren goes, no, I'm good. 117 out of 117 times, Lauren wants a bite.
I don't know why you just don't like allocate for that though when we order. So, Moose had, you know, resource guarding when he was a puppy. I fixed it because that's what you do as a responsible dog owner. So to protect you, protect anyone else in your home, protect anyone in the future that might be in your home, i.e. small child. When you see a behavioral issue as a dog owner, you know, you make your best effort to rectify it. And so fast forward, this dog had obvious behavioral issues from a young age. It went unaddressed. And let me get to the worst part and we'll work our way backwards. I'm so mad that I can't even fucking piece together this story. Mm-hmm. So their baby, he just started being mobile. So I don't know what age babies and shit start like walking. Right. I have
age
no idea.
10,
like 9 or 10. Like, yeah. I don't know. So the baby pulled food out of the dog's mouth. Uh-huh. The dog reacted, has a history of resource guarding, and they described it as he attacked, you know, verbatim. He didn't attack. He reacted and left a small mark on the baby's face. So their words, not mine. I'm not building it up to be something that it isn't. That was the way that they described it. And so they quote unquote spoke to professionals. And they were encouraged to put the dog down. So they skipped and just glazed right over the option of training. And so a YouTube couple who's been on YouTube for over 10 years, bitch, you got bank. There is just absolutely no excuse. Skipped over the option of reaching out to their audience saying, this is my situation. And, like we are in a dangerous position. Does anyone have any resources for either training or someone who works with a rescue or someone who wants to rehome into their home, our bull terrier? So there's one and two.
Yeah, can you imagine if we're like, hey, we're getting rid of Moose. Anyone want him?
Oh my God. Literally anyone would take him.
There'd be a
fight. And same thing, like bull terriers are a dog that are like so like loved and not that many of them are bred each year. So like what's the word I'm looking for? They're just like in high demand because there just aren't that many of them. So skipped over that. And then they also didn't attempt to reach out to any kind of organization or rescue to even attempt a rehome option. And then just straight up spewed absolute bullshit about the rehoming process of like who's liable for it. Saying that like if Bowser were to bite someone else, that they would be liable for it. And I spent the day talking to rescue organizations because I was like, there's no fucking way this is true.
Lauren had and I will remember this and say that she had a very, 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 very busy schedule of a day.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Every time she had like shoot like four videos, mm-hmm. and all this shit, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I literally like would go through and she was either actively shooting content or on the phone asking or talking to somebody about the facts
the
around
situation.
This. And I was like, are you? Is everything okay?
No, it was not okay.
Like, did we know this dog? Do we know these people?
I was not
Lauren
okay.
Lauren did not, but it didn't matter. She.
No, I knew these people.
Oh, okay.
I know these people. I've met them and I haven't met the dog, like I've met them before. Yeah. Yeah. And like, obviously there have been red flags in their content in the past.
Trash.
Fucking trash. So anyways, they didn't train. They didn't reach out for help. They didn't rehome. They didn't reach out to a rescue or a shelter organization. And they hired someone to come to their house, paid them to put their dog down. And I literally just, you know what it was too? That the real fucking just the cherry on top of the situation is that they are so fucking delusional and sadistic that they had a pre-murder photo shoot. Like that's exactly what it was. Like, I'm not being dramatic. They had a photo shoot with this dog, with the baby as a family.
Oh, the fact that the baby was there.
Right, the fact that the baby was there, like, oh, your dog is so fucking vicious that you're gonna have a photo shoot with the baby next to it. Like, obviously, yeah, he's got so many behavioral issues. Like, oh my God. And so I watched the video. I can't even form words. So I made a response video just like absolutely tearing them to shreds. Cause like, this is so fucked. And like, I am not okay, one, with like how this was handled. Two, that you decided to make this public and just share all of this completely false information about the breed as well. Because like, obviously Moose is the same breed as a bull terrier. And like, I work so hard, even within my neighborhood, to reverse any kind of, discrimination, like breed.
Stigma.
Yeah, there's a stigma around 100%. And Pitbull and like Staffy owners, they go through this, I'm sure, way worse than I do with a bull terrier. But people will just straight up go up to me on the street and like, Moose is schmedium. Like, he's a 30-pound dog, maybe 35 on
extra
like a heavy week.
Yeah.
Extra schmedium.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, has he ever attacked anyone? Like, is he vicious? Does he bite? And it's just like, no, you fucking, what's dog racist? Doggist?
No, I mean, what it is it's uneducated.
It's uneducated. It's ignorant and it's actually uneducated.
It's not even uneducated. It's misinformed because they didn't wake up one day and go, I think that certain breeds are more dangerous than others.
Right.
Something was shown, talked about, whatever, at some point in time. And that seemed like a fact. And then that stuck with them. At the end of the day, I don't think it's a lack of education. I think it's a lack of the correct information.
Right. And so that's exactly what I wanted to nip in the bud by making a video. It was like, before this goes any further, it's like, I need you to know the facts. Like, if you're going to watch this video and hopefully you'll watch mine after, it was like, I need you to know the facts because they are spewing hot fucking bullshit from their disgusting mouths for 25 minutes. I also found out that she basically returned an adopted child because she wasn't able to make content around the kid for the first entire year of their life.
Oh.
So I feel as if we're getting a very clear picture of what kind of people these are because like, you deserve to be publicly shamed and just absolutely punished. They also have another dog. So it's like that dog.
Oh, that dog should be taken.
That dog should be absolutely fucking taken. If you are not responsible enough as a dog owner to one, like, oh my God, there's even more parts of the story than leaving out. I guess the baby was also like severely abusing the dog so bad that like the baby was abusing the dog's ear so hard that for a month, the dog's ear ballooned up. What's it called with the hema when the boxers get the elephant ear?
Hemoglobin?
Hemoglobin, yeah.
Oh.
The baby ripped on the dog's ear so hard that he had a hemoglobin for an entire month. And the dog didn't do anything.
I have no idea what hemoglobin is.
It's like, it's when the boxers
that cauliflower
have-
ear
yeah, cauliflower yeah. Elephant ear. I don't know what that is.
That's what you get at the-
That's just
the
dessert.
Circus.
Yeah.
With the
cinnamon and the stuff on it. Yeah.
I dare you to eat an elephant ear without getting that shit on you.
Yeah, you can't.
Wear that with a black shirt and not get that. I want you to at me.
Impossible.
And tag me if you
impossible.
Can do it. Because it's not possible.
No one can.
No.
It's like eating a Nature Valley bar without getting crumbs everywhere.
That's not
impossible.
It's not how they impossible. Were intended to be eaten.
So anyway, the kid was abusing the dog so hard that he had the cauliflower ear.
Which once again, as a baby, it's not the kid's fault. That's parents.
It's the parents. When you're putting your child and your dog that you think has an aggressive behavior or reactive like element to them, you control the situation. You are the one in control of that situation to ensure that that never happens. And so
you have to use that as an education moment.
Boundaries,
yeah.
Fucking boundaries. Like if you, oh my God. I just can't imagine what kind of fucking person this is to let this happen. And makes me so angry. You know what? The guy said something so fucked up. Like he said something along the lines of like, I want to bring my dog into the backyard, like Old Yeller, which if you've ever seen Old Yeller, he goes in the back and kills his dog. I'm like, well, here you are living out your fantasy, you fucking sick fuck.
Okay.
And then in his Instagram bio, he put dog murderer brackets allegedly. Like you sick fuck.
They're on a different wavelength. Like that doesn't make any sense to me or you because it doesn't make any sense. For whatever reason, they live in some world that is obviously very different than ours.
Oh my God. You know what it was encouraging to see is that so many people from every walk and corner of the internet, we are all on the same page. Like they're people, you know, with complete opposite political opinions, you know, like someone that you would just completely oil and water with. Like there were just so many people that you were, you know that you're not on the same page with. Like, for example, like Jeffree Star is not someone that I've really crossed paths with and typically don't agree on a lot of things with. But Jeffree Star and I were bonding over the fact of how fucked this is.
Right.
And so it was really encouraging to see that everyone else on the internet also agreed how fucked this was. And
well, there's just, to me, they were trying to play God. Like there are so many people that would, that even if the dog was truly aggressive and a problem, still at the age of 9 would have said, we can figure out how to give him a home for a few more years.
A few more years. Yeah. Like he had a third of his life left.
Yeah.
And completely healthy, fully, fully healthy dog. And just the way that they described that this dog's life, I felt so fucking bad for. Like he obviously did not have a full life. They said, we don't let him out the door. We like, he can't run around in the backyard. He doesn't go anywhere. It's like,
yeah, I'd bite too.
So obviously there was 9 years of opportunity to rectify the situation, to address it, to hire a trainer, to send him to boot camp. There was just so many options. And it really just seemed like it was an inconvenience and that was their way of fixing it.
Well,
so anyway, I've been fucking irate. I'm 2 weeks later. I'm sure it'll be the same level of irate. You don't come for my bull terriers. You don't fuck with the bully mom. You don't fuck with us.
Oh, you don't.
You don't.
You don't.
You absolutely don't.
Please don't. Seriously. Don't.
Yeah, you really don't.
Don't.
So anyway, so I made a video in response to it. Just, you know, really pinpointing how fucked these people
things.
Are. A couple things. Just a couple light things I want to touch on.
Okay. Now, are you willing to forgive or forget?
No.
Ever.
Ever.
So.
That kind of person fucking.
So even if they truly internalize and go, we did the wrong thing, we would never do that again, you wouldn't want to forgive them?
I don't think there's any excuses. I really don't. I don't think there is a single excuse to say that was okay.
Okay.
And I truly believe that from the core of my being.
That's true.
Okay. I just don't think that there's any excuse.
Okay. So they're canceled forever.
In my books?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Bye, bitch.
I would much prefer, as opposed to cancel them forever, personally, I would much prefer to hear and see the change that it would take for me to believe that they felt that they did the wrong thing.
Here's the thing, is that there's just a bigger picture here of, you know, wanting to make content so bad of an adoptive child that they return the child.
You know, I think they're very, very, very wrong.
Right. And so we've got that. We've got anti Shock Girl Summer. We've got, you know, big fan of the MLM. They are the multi-level marketing schemes. And so the picture has just been very clearly painted.
Room for improvement.
Maybe you just don't deserve a platform whatsoever.
Maybe you don't.
And the crazy part is that all of these things that they're sharing, they are doing willingly.
Right.
So, and so like when she made that video, that 25-minute video, I could talk about this. I could make a whole fucking podcast about this. Like there was actually a body language expert that went and did a deep dive into like how fucked the entire video was because she obviously doesn't give a shit. She's like, doesn't even try and fake cry. She goes into it being like, oh my God, like this is so awkward. Like this is so awkward. Like bitch, what's so awkward about you murdering your dog? You think that's awkward? You sick fuck. So anyways, that's where I'm at.
I agree. It's terrible.
I don't think I've ever been this mad on the internet.
Not. Yeah. Really not.
I've never inserted myself into something the way that I have with this situation.
Nope, you haven't. I agree. It's terrible. I think it's awful.
I'm sweating.
I think there's 1,000 reasons why they are absolutely
garbage.
Yeah. But
scum.
I still hope that there's a world where they are able to come to a realization that we would agree is the correct answer.
Yeah. Just without a platform.
Yeah. Fine.
Yeah.
Not everyone deserves a platform.
No.
Yeah.
They don't. Well, on that note of positivity.
So we might have guests next week. Might not.
Might not.
Yeah.
Yeah, who knows? We'll see.
I want some guests.
We might.
Yeah. I mean, the most important piece here is that we are all growing as a community and learning so
much.
Oh,
I thought that you were going to say is the most important piece here is don't fuck with a bully mom.
Or Latvia.
Or Latvia.
Equally.
We've got you, Latvia.
I love this audience.
And, me too.
I really will end up with the fact that every single one of our guests is like, yo, you guys are like the nicest audience.
Yeah. I mean, we really say that to everyone and they're like, yeah, blah, blah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And Kelsey really texted me like multiple times after the episode went out and she was like, you guys have the genuine nicest audience. So thank you guys so much for that. We appreciate that more than you will ever know.
And it'll be so difficult to continue to maintain that as we have guests
with
polarizing views and have things that'll come out. So I challenge you all to keep an open mind, but at the same time, call somebody out if you don't agree with them.
Except unless you're a bully mom.
Well, right. And then
you're just wrong. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, this has been fun. Our first live audience.
Our first live audience. My first like angry rant to the point of not being able to form words.
Yeah. That was the most angry we've seen on the pod. That's for sure.
Yeah.
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 I wonder if there'll be some like out of focus butt like in the background, like moving around, we think.
We could put your unfocused butt on there.
It wouldn't be the first or last.
Drop them drawers, babe.
I tried to get the Gray Sweatpant ad spot, but it didn't happen.
Merch coming soon.
Next week back, same time as always.
Same time as always. And that's it.
That it?
That's it.
All right.
Right?
Been Wild Till 9.
See you next week. Bye.